Come, mournful muse, assist my quill, whilst I my grief relate. A story of two lovers true, cut off by cruel fate. Death only parts united hearts, and brings them to their graves, whilst others sleep within the deep, or perish in the waves. Leander on the bay of bliss, Pontus he naked stood. In passion of delay, he sprang into the fatal flood. The raging seas none can appease, his fortune ebbs and flows. The heaven down showers and rain down pours, and the wind aloft it blows. The lad forsook the land and did unto the gods complain. You rocks, you rugged waves, you elements of hail and rain, what is to miss true lovers' bliss? Alas, you do not know. Make me a rack as I come back, but spare me as I go. Behold, on yonder tower, see where my fair beloved lies. This the appointed hour, a cow she only and a cries. The gods were mute unto his suit. The billows answered no. The surges rise up to the skies, but he sank down below. Sweet hero, like Dame Venus, fair all in her turret stood, expecting of her lover dear, who crossing was the flood. A feeble light, though darksome night, she set her love to guide. With waving arms and love's alarms, with a voice full loud she cried, "You cruel waves, some pity show unto my dearest friend, and you tempestuous winds that blow at this time prove more kind. Oh, oft my love secure to shore, that I his face may see. With tears your help I do implore, your pity lend to me. Let each kind dolphin now befriend and help my love along, and bring him to his journey's end before his breath is gone. Let not a wave become his grave, and part us now for'er. Pity my grief, send him relief, and help him now or ne'er." The fierce and cruel tempest did most violently rage. Not her laments nor discontents its fury could assuage. The winds were high and he must die. The fates did so ordain. It was designed he ne'er should find his dearest love again. She spread her silken veil for to secure the blazing light, to guide her love lest on the rocks his wearied limbs should smite. But cruel fate, it proved his date, and caused him to sleep. She from above beheld her love lie drowned in the deep. Her showery eyes with tears brought in the tide before its time. Her sad lamenting groans likewise unto the skies did climb. "O heavens," quoth she, "against poor me, do you your forces bend?" Then from the walls in haste she falls to meet her dying friend. Her new-bedewed arms about his senseless corpse she clips, and many kisses spent in vain upon his dying lips. Then waved her hands unto the lands, singing with dying pride, "Go tell the world, in billows strong, I with my love have died." Thus did they both their breath resign unto the will of fate, and in the deep embrace and twine when death did end their date. Let lovers all example take, and evermore prove true, for hero and Leander's sake, who bid you all adieu.